North Lakes Endocrinology. This is Gaina.
Hello, Gaina. It's Paul here at Light Source Computing. How are you going?
Good, thanks. How are you?
Yeah, good, thanks. Is Mel there at all?
Mel?
Yeah.
Yeah, she is. Let me just... Sorry, where were you from?
Light Source Computing.
Light Source Computing. Okay, I'll just see if she's available. It won't be a sec.
No worries. Thank you.
Thanks. Are you there?
Yeah.
I'm just popping you through now.
Thank you.
Thanks. Hey, Paul, how are you?
I'm good. How are you going, Mel?
I'm good. So you're going to install my license on my thing or whatever.
On your on the new one, I think, like Reception 3?
Yep.
Am I able to... Reception 3.
No, it's called Mel.
Oh, is that what it's called now?
Yep.
Oh, man.
There's four of us now. So it'd be Reception 4. I don't know what it shows up at your end, but yeah.
All right, let me just see. I'll just jump on the computer and see if I'm on the right one.
Light source so we can get you in.
So you know how to find the computer name?
Yeah, I'm right in front of it, yep.
So if you go to the taskbar and right-click on the Windows icon at the bottom left.
Yep.
And then if you go... to system when you right click.
System. Oh, I've got settings or hang on, system. Maybe I'll just type system and it'll find it.
Yep.
Oh, yep, system information open. Okay, yep.
System info. Does it have a device name on there?
System name Mel.
Just Mel?
Yep.
How about we go to our website? go to our website.
Source computing, remote support. Hang on, for Windows, join with a code. Is that a code you give me?
Yep, that's the code I give you, which is 44098. And then it'll prompt you to download it. I can see that you've clicked.
There it goes. It's prompt the download up there.
And then when it downloads, just double click it, run it, type scenario.
Okay, is it doing it? Here we go, run. I've got the run finally.
You got the run finally? No, yeah. Sorry.
Yeah.
Yep, cool. You might see me jump on there very shortly.
Yep.
Can you see me on there? Moving my mouse. Yep. All right. Give me 2 seconds. All right. So, I don't think we actually have this. Okay. This used to be Reception 3?
No. No, it's a brand new computer.
Okay. All right. Okay. Are you happy? Like, we have a monitoring agent that we put on this one. You happy for me to install that on here?
Yeah, I suppose so. Yep.
Yeah. All right. So give me one moment. I will just download it. All right. I want this. North Lakes. Chronology.
This is the one we were trying to sort out, Z drive and whatever else it was the other week.
MSI, download that. Just check. CMD. Okay, I'll just move that over here. Okay, I'll just run that. Yes. Cool. So, from what I thought I was doing, I thought, maybe we had it wrong, we were, log in, oh no, it's not what I want, alright, okay. And then I will just check that we've got you on here as well. Thanks in the chronology. Yep, cool.
Can you see me now?
Yep. I will connect via my remote.
Should have three consultants.
Okay, cool.
Now plus
so how many in total? I've got 8.
You should have 7 plus my laptop. That's 8 endpoints. I think that's...
Okay, yep, cool.
Yep.
Yep, awesome. Okay. So I just want to review that ticket. Give me 2 seconds. I think we may have been on the wrong computer.
Maybe that's
nothing
was done.
Because I was told that reception 2 was your old computer.
Yeah.
And reception 3, PC03, was your new computer.
Oh, no, definitely not. No. Mel's my new computer, yeah.
So this is your new computer.
Yeah. So this is
okay.
Me.
Did you want us to, like, so...
Sarah's, it was shared, but yeah. So no, I managed to get Z Drive connected and stuff, so... I think I'm
on
okay
this computer.
Now. Yeah.
Yep. So did you want me, I think I had copied across a, copied your user data and stuff like that. Did you want me to put this on here as well?
So you copied my profile or something?
Yeah. So on, let me just review this a second. Hang on.
On this
so, on reception 2 was the old PC.
Yeah. So, what I, the only thing I'm missing is, you know, at the top on my bookmarks or something, all the pre-set things.
Yep.
I believe
so,
I can get that from the other computer, but I haven't had a chance to go in and try and do it. But if that's
okay,
what you've downloaded, then...
Well, I can copy it across, so yeah. I'll just have to... give me 2 seconds.
Yeah, I've sort of plodded along and got a few things done myself and stuff, but yeah, just a couple of things that are a bit above my skills.
So So on here, I'm going to make the screen a bit bigger because it's dual screen, it's tinier. Reception user profile data for new PC.
That. Yep, I wonder what that
okay,
was.
Okay, so what we would do is, so this is what was on PC2, so on PC2. So that's what we basically did a user profile of all these things.
Yep.
And what we would do is then go into user profile. I'll show you here.
Yep.
Open another window.
Yep.
Let's see. I'll go in here. Users under admin.
Yep.
Is that the only one? Yep.
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
Because the other one, I think, was under reception. I'm not too sure. Because it's got a different user profile.
Yeah. Well, I've set stuff up here. On
so, I yeah. So, I can copy this stuff across or just use the bookmarks and the passwords if you want me to.
The bookmarks especially would be great. Passwords, I think I did work that out myself, but
yep.
You've got some sort of bookmarks there. You can,
yep.
Bring
all right.
For me.
Okay, what I'll do is, because it's on a share.
My Edge stuff came across, but just the Google thing.
We're just going to minimize all this stuff. So I'm just going to drag your bookmarks to there. So then you go into, let's get rid of that one. So I'll just open another window here, if that's all right. So I'll just window, go to Bookmark Manager. We want to import, so should hopefully be on here.
Oh, yeah, import.
Import bookmarks.
Oh, okay.
And then you go desktop, and it's, this is Chrome.
I can see that one, So
one, okay, and open.
Open that,
there you go. And then you also had some in Edge, so I'll open Edge.
Edge come across. Yeah, they're all there.
Oh, they're all there, are they?
Well, see that, well, you see them all across the top, so I think Edge must just come across, because the new computers, Windows 11 or whatever, it's all Edge, isn't it? I couldn't even get Google.
Oh, every computer's all Edge,
yeah.
We always often do, So
well,
you don't want me...
Work,
so you're happy with Edge? Yeah.
Well, you can probably just do it there if you want, just in case, but I'm sure it'd be all right because everything seems to be there.
Okay, well, we'll just leave it for now, and if you think you're missing, we can always do it.
Yeah,
so I'll,
it there,
I'll leave that there. Now, are you sure about your passwords? You don't want your passwords at all?
No.
Don't want your passwords? Okay, because
no,
I can port those into Password Manager if you wanted to.
Don't you have to log into your Google account or something for that? Or?
No. Oh, you might need... So, if I do it here, for instance, let's just open another window, let's go settings, you know, password manager, not necessary login, noise settings.
Oh, yeah, import password, there it is, yep.
Oh, yeah, select file, you know, desktop. Chrome passwords.
Open that in there.
Open.
Okay. Delete Chrome. Okay. And then you just got to view passwords. Okay. Well, it says 40 came in, so yeah, why not?
Oh, close. And do you want me to do the same for Edge? I've got Edge passwords as well.
Yeah, why not? Yeah, let's just do it just in case.
Okay. Cool. And, don't need that for now. And sorry, that's that one. That one. And then I'll just do Edge again.
Yeah, yeah. I have a feeling it's in there, but let's have a look. So where did you go for that one in the settings?
Oh, I think it's
Manager. Oh, yeah. And then is it add there? Or so? Oh, yeah.
Import password.
Yeah.
Import from. Yeah, okay. Yep.
Oh, yeah, and then choose.
And then you go desktop.
Yeah, okay.
That one. Open.
Oh, yeah. And then obviously it's picking up double ups or something. Oh, yeah.
So is it wanting to import to replace the existing ones? Do you want to skip that?
Yeah, skip that, yeah.
In case there's others.
Yeah.
Oh, wow, that's a lot of passwords.
Yeah, well. You know why I probably needed them.
You won't be able to remember those.
It sounds a lot. I don't know that it's that many, but anyway.
Yep.
Yep.
With your desktop, you remember how you had lots on your PCO2?
Yep.
Do you want the desktop to look like that?
Actually, I did lose a lot of stuff off the desktop, but I can't even remember what was on there now.
So, on this file that we had open.
Yep, the Z.
Yeah, that's in there.
Yep.
So, in the desktop, you'd have all the sort of stuff that you had there.
Yeah, okay.
So, I can, what I would do is I'd go
I've got them pinned to the bar down the bottom, but I don't actually have,
Okay, all right, so page, then I'll go to File Explorer, I'll go to your user profile, which is under users and C drive, see that's under admin, and basically I'd copy this one here. That one there, I'd copy that one, place it on here, and it will ask to replace it, but we'll go paste, maybe not, because it's a different user profile, I might not think about it. Are you going to be logging in as admin user?
As in, what do you mean? Admin
user. It says you're logged in admin at Northlex. Yeah, so when you log in, do you log in as a reception or as admin normally? Do you have a login for admin?
Oh, no, I don't. No, this is just my computer, so I just log in with a code.
With your code?
Yeah, with a code,
okay. Yeah, probably not recognise that. We could try to log out and log back in.
Because I don't share this one with anybody. Because this is
under the reception user.
Ah, right. You
Give me a moment.
It's probably, I don't want reception users. There's a shit. The admin. It was actually manager, it was called, I think. Manager on PCO2.
I don't want to create a new reception profile for you because then you'll have other people. I might have to think about it and do some research about how we do that. Yeah. But you got your password.
I'm still okay.
You got your Chrome.
You've got my favourites and all that.
You got your favourites. You got your passwords. Give me 2 seconds. I have installed ESET, but I just need to activate it. So give me two seconds. Where are we? There we go.
What happens when your little hard drive stops working? How do you get the files off it? Just can't?
So when you say it stops working, you mean the computer crashes or...?
Well, I've got two of the little black boxes, you know, the what do you call them? The
USB external hard drive
there and alternate between the two. But one's just stopped working. It doesn't matter where I plug it in. So I've swapped cables on it, tried a couple of different cables, still can't get it to register on any computer. So I'm assuming...
Have you tried different ports as well?
Different ports, yes, two different ports.
So try different ports.
I've tried two different ones. I might think I might try it on my computer maybe, but...
You could try that. Sounds like it might be corrupted for some reason.
Yeah, because when you hold them, you can feel them kick in and start vibrating. This one does nothing.
Okay, yeah. May well be that way.
Might be dead. Yeah, okay.
Yeah. All right. Give me 2 ticks. Sorry, background things we have to do in the and for the antivirus. Should we get it working? Okay. So this, so I'll open this for you.
Yeah.
I'll leave it open and you'll see it go through its process. Leave it for a little bit because it'll start saying protection initiated and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And then once it's done, you should be able to close it. So,
okay.
You know, that'll probably kick on for the next 5 minutes or so.
Okay.
Yeah. See how you go with that.
Okay, that sounds great. Thanks, Paul.
All right. Thanks, Mel.
Thanks. Have a good afternoon. Bye.
You too.